Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, friends, it's Side Hustle School here. Well, Side Hustle School is the podcast. My name is Chris Guillebeau. I've been making this show for more than 2,350 days in a row, all for an amazing community of listeners such as yourself. So thank you for tuning in. Today, we're going to hear from Sophie, a caller from San Francisco. She is a travel enthusiast who's been documenting her adventures on her blog. And as her readership has grown, Sophie is exploring ways to monetize this platform. That is the goal, right? To do something you're excited about, but also get paid for it. And Sophie is particularly interested in the world of affiliate marketing, which could, in fact, be a great fit for this kind of blog. But she wants to make sure she maintains her authenticity and doesn't alienate her loyal readers. Two very good goals, actually three, if we include that part about monetizing, as we should. So in this episode, in a quick action-packed episode, I should say, we're going to get into how you can navigate affiliate marketing while staying true to your unique voice and brand. Detailed question from Sophie and my response after this quick message from our sponsor.
Hey, this is Sophie calling from San Francisco. I've been running a personal travel blog for a few years now, and I'd like to monetize it with affiliate marketing. I've been approached by a few companies that align with my travel ethos, but I'm not sure how to navigate this new territory. Can you give me some guidance on how to go about this without losing my audience's trust? I want to maintain my authenticity while also exploring this potential income stream. That's what it's all about, right? I look forward to your advice.
Sophie, thank you for the question. Thanks for listening. I think you are in the right place at the right time. I think you have found the right match, at least the right potential match. I don't know exactly who the affiliate partners are, but it sounds like you've got the right fit for monetization with this particular topic and this medium, this kind of travel blog. So this is good. And then also just the fact that you're concerned with being authentic and, you know, maintaining the loyalty and trust of your readership, just kind of having that attitude from the beginning, you know, goes a long way. So, I mean, I think the most important thing is, you know, the transparency of it, disclosing the affiliate relationship, you know, if that exists or when it exists, choosing the affiliate partners carefully, making sure things are aligned. And in doing so, it's not only about being transparent, it's also about increasing conversion. Like, you want to actually partner with companies that are a natural fit for people who are reading, so that you can, in fact, you know, sell more product and earn more commissions in a natural way, in a way that is organically aligned. And so when it comes to presenting these affiliate links, most likely you want to, you know, include them naturally in your content. You might want to make a blog post about travel gear, and then you're like, oh, and by the way, you know, some sponsor relationships here, or maybe a destination guide with recommended hotel links. Again, you want it to feel organic, not forced. And then from there, you want to just kind of monitor your performance, you know, and see, like, I don't want to use affiliate links if they're not actually working, right? Because there is like a small cost, let's say a small cost of maybe some minor reader skepticism. So if you're actually converting, that's great. That's the point. And if something isn't converting, I would just maybe switch out from that. So it sounds like you're in a great position to begin monetizing, and I'm excited to hear how it goes. Sophie, good luck. Listeners, good luck to you as well. If you've got a blog or a podcast or something else or anything you want to share, I'd love to hear about it, see if we can help you along. And also, in your questions, be sure to mention the name of your blog or podcast or whatever so I can pass that on as well. So if we get an update from Sophie at some point, I'll come back to you with that. And if you have one of those questions or comments, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them each week with a new episode every single day. That's all for now. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.